Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You've heard the whispers.
Stop leaving food at my porch.
The whole block is talking about it.
Can you believe what Mark said?
And now the radio is too. It's time for Neighborhood Nonsense with Elizabeth and Radar.
It's The Mix. Good morning. Do you have drama with a neighbor and you want a little bit of advice? Well, you can always send us a message at facebook.com/991TheMix. And in this case, this message comes from a friend of mine who I promised I would change her name. So I'm going to call her Annoyed Ashley.
Not her real name.
Not her real name. And I'm pulling up the text message from Annoyed Ashley that she sent me over the weekend. And she even said, girl, I am a mess. You've got to talk with us on your show. I'm dying to know what people think I should do. So here's the short version of the text exchange. There is a new couple that moved into her neighborhood just across the street. And she lives on a street where everyone's pretty close. And they're all kind of the same age. They're, you know, in their late 30s, early 40s. You know, they all get together for a lot of things.
Block parties, yes.
She had only waved a couple times to the neighbors. Well, she said she had gotten home from work and the new neighbors waved and the woman came over with her little dog. She then proceeded to let the dog into Annoyed Ashley's house.
Oh,
and the dog was full of snow and mud.
Not just the yard. We're talking the house.
No. Because my friend had the door open and said, oh, yeah, okay, nice to meet you. She let her into the house.
Oh, boy.
And then she completely walked through the whole house, walked into the bathroom, walked upstairs because she wanted to just see how her house compared to the house that they just bought.
What the what?
They just met. And then she said, hey, what's your number? Let's exchange and let's get together. And then she said, what's your last name? Let me look you up on Facebook. Are you on Instagram? Let me follow you. So this was earlier last week. She has now proceeded to every day since then send private messages like, hey, I saw what you're watching on TV. We're watching the same show.
Oh, because the blinds were open.
Because the blinds are open.
Yeah, boy.
And then she said that I said, when are we going to get together for dinner? And the kicker is, I feel like we're going to be best friends. That's what she said.
Sounds like Nosy Neighbor here. The new Nosy Neighbor is kind of in need of some people. In need of some people in her life.
And my friend, Annoyed Ashley, as we're calling her, said, you know, she's very nice, but it's a little too much and it's aggressive and it's over the top. And it's kind of getting a little annoying because every day this woman is trying to interact on social media. And she's like, I just met you. And by the way, my house is a mess now because your muddy dog just ran through it.
Just think, this woman's going to these lengths just to try and get to know you and get to be your friend. Imagine when they get closer, what's going to happen. I mean, this woman's going to, she's already over the top. She's going to even push it even further.
So what do
oh
you
my
do?
Gosh.
Like, what do you do in this case? How do you set boundaries with an overly friendly neighbor without sounding like you're being too mean or offensive? Because the group in the neighborhood is kind of close.
A little too late now. I mean, as soon as you let her in the house there, that was like, that was it right there. Could have said, oh, no, I've got, I don't know, I've got some other animals in here you can't see or
but
something.
But commenting when she's watching on television?
I mean, she's just poking her face into the window.
It's bizarre. 414-799-1099. If you have any kind of advice for this, what would you say? How would you handle this? And it's someone that you have to physically still see.
Like every day, yeah.
They're your neighbor. And now on social media, too, based on the way this neighbor is going.
Oh, boy.
What would you do with an overly friendly but kind of annoying neighbor? You want to set up these boundaries. How would you say it? How would you approach it? Any advice would be very helpful here on The Mix.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.